Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As Europeans colonized the New World, many Native peoples found themselves caught between two worlds and sometimes warring empires. Keith Ashley, professor and coordinator of archaeological research at the University of North Florida, reveals how one particular group existed during this time of great change.
When most people think of Spanish missions in colonial America, they envision masonry churches in places like California and Texas. But the Spanish mission system began nearly two centuries earlier in northern Florida and coastal Georgia, where simple wooden churches with thatch roofs were built within select Native American villages. My colleagues and I at the University of North Florida are examining one of these frontier missions through the combined disciplines of archaeology and history. Mission Santa Cruz de Gualiquini currently lies beneath the surface of National Park Service lands in coastal Jacksonville, Florida. Although originally located on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, this Mocama Indian community was forced to move to Florida in 1684. Against a turbulent backdrop marked by French piracy and British-backed slave raiding, Santa Cruz survived for only 12 years in Florida. Our excavations have exposed refuse middens and the outline of a clay-daubed building. We have uncovered artifacts showing that the Mission Indians at this time were armed with flintlock rifles and acquired goods of Spanish and British origin, yet continued to craft items of clay, bone, and shell. They grew corn and ate European peaches and pigs, but also fished, gathered shellfish, and hunted deer as they had for millennia along the Atlantic coast. Missionization brought irreparable change to Native life and culture, but the Mocama were not passive pawns in the process. Rather, they mediated the winds of European colonization through choices and actions that redefined their culture and distinguished them from Spanish colonizers as they lived beneath the Mission Bell.
That was Keith Ashley of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.